This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Wayne.
And Johnny Ray.
You know, for those who haven't listened in the last 3 years, I suppose, 4 years. I don't know how long it's been, Wayne, but you're a former co-host, and I was able to wrangle you in here for the night that our normal first seat host, Ian, is off.
Well, it's a real pleasure to be back with you guys in the seat here, and, you know, I am a lot older than I was then. I could have a stroke or a heart attack any time now. I might need a nap in the middle of the show, too.
So we met you, Ian and I, met you down in Florida. You somehow heard Free Talk Live in one of its early iterations, and you had done some radio and actually some television and all kinds of stuff. So we just kind of, hit it up with you, and you were one of the early hosts.
It was a lot of fun. It was 5 years. It was a lot of fun.
Indeed.
Go ahead.
Wayne, Johnny's just the janitor, by the way.
Wayne, you're one of my favorite co-hosts, probably. You've got a voice that is second only maybe to Daryl. And you've got a mind like a steel trap, unlike me. I was telling you before the show started, I'm a very capable talk show listener. I'm not as good as a talk show host, but you're great. I always love listening to you, Wayne.
Well, thank you. You're not doing bad yourself already.
Oh, thank you. Excellent.
So, Wayne, thanks for being in here with us. And Johnny Ray, you got an article that I read earlier today. You sent it to me. I assume to ruffle my feathers and get me all upset. So let's start off with it.
Sure. It's by Paul Rosenberg, titled Why I Stopped Spending My Time on Politics and Why I Think You Should Too.
And that's from LouRockwell.com.
LouRockwell.com, yes, is a news aggregator. The original source is Casey Research.
Okay.
Many of my friends vote. People I love and respect vote, but I've given it up. That horrifies many people, but truth be faced, it bothers them mostly because it calls their choices into question. That opening paragraph.
This is true with a lot of things, though, right? Like, like for instance, vegetarians get a lot of heat, and one wonders, especially ones that don't, they're not looking for a fight. Some of them are looking for a fight, but the ones that aren't looking for a fight, people want to say things about that, and I don't know. It's interesting. What does it say? What does your decisions about you say about my decisions about me?
Yeah, that the opening paragraph I was going to say resonates with me because it makes me think of other people who believe in the state, and I want to tell them, look, you're just a sucker, you're a sap, you're
like we all have been.
Thank you, Wayne, and I will continue to insult.
Well, I'll just sit here and represent the voters then.
And like a coward, you give your money away every year. So if I'm saying the state is bullcrap, but you believe in it, I'm sort of insulting you. I'm calling you foolish. I'm calling you a coward.
Well, I don't think that choosing not to vote is is equates to whether one
heroism.
Believes that right. Well, whether one believes that a monopoly, an organization that claims a monopoly privilege in the use of violence, and that's what a state is the it's the same thing, right? Like voting and believing in the state, not exactly the same thing. Why don't you go on with the article?
That's very unfortunate, as the article continues, because I quite understand why they vote. And I don't look down on them for it. I did it plenty of times myself. I just wish they'd stop punishing themselves with politics and be happy instead. Politics is a type of slow-rolling torment. I don't want people I love to suffer through it. Yes, I know that my opinion seems crazy to many people, but again, it's mostly because it differs so starkly from theirs. If my opinion is right, they've been wasting their time, and almost no one likes to consider that sort of thing. We fight such possibilities reflexively.
Now, the wasting of your time thing, I think that's probably, that's extraordinarily relevant. What people don't understand is in many cases, you're as likely to win the lottery as you are to cast the deciding vote in one of these winner-take-all elections here in the United States, especially when you're talking about president or governor or something, or an election like that. I mean, it's just unlikely as heck that you're going to make a difference, because whether, let's say there's a Democrat or Republican running for, governor of state X, if one gets 45,000 votes and the other gets 45,001 vote, well, it's the same, that those 45,000 votes are the same as zero votes, because you get the same result.
Uh-huh.
If you had a runoff and it was just that close, you had the same result as not having gotten a single vote, which is to say, you go home, you at the victory party, you have to, say, to my esteemed opponent, I really do want to congratulate him or her on running a great campaign. Thank you. And it's the same thing.
I feel like a vote is a waste of your time. I think it's a tiny little shred of effort, and you get what you pay for. I think if you believe in democracy, then you have to give money to candidates.
Oh, I believe giving money to candidates is significantly more powerful than voting.
Yeah, you have to give money to candidates. You need to join the party. You need to start going to the state conventions, and you really need to invest yourself much greater than a vote in order to have any kind of influence.
Oftentimes, I feel like people who just vote, people who don't do anything besides vote inside their for whatever candidate or party they're supporting, are unqualified to vote. Like, you don't know enough about whatever you're voting for. And I'm going to give a story, a personal story of what I've done. In, Bradenton, Florida, I cast a vote. I go to the polls. I cast a vote. I want to vote in the governor's race. So I decide to go, and they give me this ballot full of names. Some of them are not even partisan. So I can't even pick the party that I want to go with.
Uh-huh.
I just have to sort of look at some names on a ballot. I'm voting for judges, county commissioners, and city commissioners, and things like this in nonpartisan races. I'm literally picking, I recognize that name from my childhood.
Or from the side of the road, from
right,
the sign.
Right, a sign, like these kinds of things.
There was a guy in Tennessee who had his middle name legally changed to Lotax. So that he could get that on the ballot.
That's pretty good. You can have nicknames as long as you've had that here in New Hampshire, as long as you've had that nickname for 5 years. But I don't imagine too many people call them Lotax. So, really, I was unqualified to vote in those elections, but my vote counted just as much as, the political junkie that really knew what was going on, the person that went to every single one of the county commissioner meetings, who sat in, that person who took down notes and that kind of stuff. I didn't have it. My vote could have conceivably canceled out this educated person's vote.
Mm-hmm.
And that is despicable of me to have voted that way. And ladies and gentlemen, I know you've done it too, and you're just as despicable as I am.
So, if you like your politics, you can keep your politics. I'm not trying to take it away from you. I'm just saying that I wish good people wouldn't pour their time and energy down that particular drain. I don't think it benefits them. Now, since so many people will object, I'll explain why I think this is so. Then bad people will win. Things will get worse. This is the first argument I usually hear, to which I usually respond, it's already bad, it's getting worse.
Bad people have been winning, and it is getting worse.
It's getting worse, and none of the past 10 elections have changed it.
Right. I mean, it's demoralizing when you've been involved in the electoral process, especially when you lose, by the way. That's particularly demoralizing.
Especially at the national level, because it's often been said that if voting really mattered, it would be illegal.
Right.
At the local level, there are times where, if you have enough information about who you're voting for, you can make a difference in your town, maybe in your county. But beyond that, it's really difficult to say.
Right.
I mean,
you live in a town of what? How many people?
1,100 people.
1,100 people. When you're talking about voting for the select person or something like that, there's probably going to be 200 votes cast on either side. And so, I mean, you really, you can have an effect in that situation. Or when state reps here in New Hampshire, they represent about 3,500 people each. It's a really small district for a state rep, so they can have an effect. Your opinion on this, 855-450-3733, or Ferguson Burning, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about the effectiveness of voting, the morality of voting. Ferguson Burning, or whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Wayne.
And Johnny Ray.
855-450-3733. Here on Free Talk Live, we have, you know, we have organizations that we're sort of friendly with, and one of those organizations is antiwar.com. And antiwar.com is unique. There isn't a website out there like them. They really report on foreign policy issues from a standpoint that you're not going to hear on the internet and pretty much any place else. And they've got a gigantic readership. But relatively recently, I think it's in the last 2 years, the FBI cracked down on their donor base, basically letting them know, we're watching you. We don't like anti-war and we're watching you. And that really scared a lot of people away. So we've been trying to help because they're down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay there at antiwar.com. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do it for free, and they can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state. Johnny Ray, we're talking about an article from LouRockwell.com, or a post or blog, mm-hmm. or what, I don't know what to call it, about voting. Why this guy doesn't vote. He chooses, not that he's being lazy, he just chooses not to.
Yes, he considers it to be sort of a waste of time.
And you do too.
I do. It was a painful process for him. And he's given it up, and he has been happier for it, and he recommends it to all of his friends. The first argument that he usually hears is, if we don't vote, bad people will win, things will get worse, which he usually responds, it's already bad, it's getting worse, and none of the past 10 elections have changed it. The truth is that repressive regimes steamroll right through politics. There were armies of politicians and endless elections in the Soviet republics, after all, and their constitution had some very attractive stuff in it. For example, the rights of authors, inventors, and innovators are protected by the state. The privacy of citizens and of their correspondents, telephone conversations, and telegraphic communications is protected by law.
Yeah, right.
Citizens of the USSR are guaranteed inviolability of the home. No one may, without lawful grounds,
all right, there's always those lawful grounds,
yeah, enter a home against the will of those residing in it. Respect for the individual and
doesn't the home belong to the state in some place like the Soviet Union? I mean, doesn't that make it their home?
Yeah, the home was owned by the state, as far as my understanding of life in the USSR.
They also had a whole network of paid snitches, too.
How do you move if the home's owned by the state? I'd like another home, please, elsewhere.
I don't think you do.
Difficult. Yeah,
I don't think you do.
You move to Siberia. That's where you move.
Soviet Russia. Go ahead.
Respect for the individual and protection of the rights and freedoms of citizens are the duty of all state bodies, public organizations, and officials. Obviously, politicians and political documents didn't help the people of the USSR very much.
Yeah, well, it's certainly a good example to use on a largely American audience.
It's a common refrain that we hear here on Free Talk Live about documents. We talk about Lysander Spooner, and what did he say about the U.S. Constitution?
Well, that it was either it had authorized the tyranny that we see. Now, this is in the 1880s, in a set of letters going to Grover Cleveland, had authorized the tyranny that we see, or been powerless to prevent it. And I would venture to say that the government has grown since then. I could be wrong, but certainly there are some terrible things that were going on in the 1800s and the 1880s, probably specifically. But you know, the Constitution hasn't stopped it.
For what it's worth, Wayne, for what it's worth, Mark, I think the U.S. Constitution, especially the Declaration of Independence.
That's not the Constitution.
I know.
It's a rhetorical document.
I know. The poor construction there. Yeah. But I think both of those two documents are really noble and beautiful documents, but the result is what I'm judging them on. And the result is no good. Endless warfare now. Welfare, just obscene percentages of our national effort is spent in paying people not to work or paying people to enforce strange regulations, paying people to restrict the freedom of other Americans. It's just, it's a horror show. And so that's, so I consider the U.S. Constitution to be a failure, and I don't recommend that anybody lean on it or expect it to save them.
I think you can look at it as perhaps if you're going to, say you're going to start another constitutional republic, somehow you get the opportunity to do such a thing. You could look at it as a place to start. Consider it's the oldest governing document on the planet. Now, I'm not saying the ones that have come after it are necessarily improvements, but you can see the direction that many times their governments have gone. But I think that it's a place to start, something to look at. If I got to rewrite the Constitution, which clearly is never going to happen, I'd have a few pen marks, some things that I'd work on.
It makes some things more clear that they couldn't be open to sort of fuzzy interpretation. And the other thing is, we have to wonder how quickly the tyranny would have come to today's tyranny if we didn't have a constitution, because I think it probably slowed it down a bit. Because they even cite the Constitution today, and there's people always pushing up against what's happening, using the Constitution as a weapon, in a way, to fight that off and to push back against it. So if we didn't have that, what would you fight back with? What would you push back with?
It's true. What would you push back with?
The basic human idea, the natural law that we don't need rulers of any kind.
Yeah, the natural law is eat or be eaten, and they'll use that any way they want.
But a lot of people liked the Articles of Confederation better because it created a more decentralized republic. When we got the Constitution, that was a national constitution, a federal constitution, and that's probably where we went wrong. Switzerland is a good example. They held off tyranny longer because they remained more decentralized.
It's interesting that Rhode Island had to be forced, had to be threatened with a blockade to be forced to sign the Constitution.
Continuing on. Repressive regimes, however, cannot steamroll through mid-level and lower-level operatives who fail to execute their orders. If those people fail to obey, or if the people who pump their gas or fix their heating system stop complying, their rule ends, and quickly. And what they're talking about is ostracism there, right?
I guess. I mean, really when it comes down to it, we either operate within the system or we don't. And it's interesting how, sometimes laws just don't get obeyed. I mean, they go decades and years without anybody obeying or enforcing them.
And there's a whole pile of laws that nobody even knows exist, not even the judges or the cops.
Here in New Hampshire, it's illegal to play sports or open your business on Sunday. I mean, Sunday!
Nobody ever went in and repealed that. Why don't they have some sort of routine in government where every year, every 2 years, they go through and they clear out some of those old, outdated laws?
The lawyers are busy passing new laws.
That's right.
So, your opinion on this is welcome. Are we crazy with our Constitution, anti-Constitution talk here? The number's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind in this live edition of Free Talk Live. We are live, well, we're live 7 days a week on Free Talk Live from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time. That's one of the things we pride ourselves on. Even Thanksgiving will be here. Christmas will be here doing a live program for you. You can't say that about many talk shows out there. Free Talk Live, you can say that. And if you're looking to get gold and silver, gold or silver, you can do it at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got hand-picked gold and silver pieces over there. Great prices from Midas Resources. That's they're the sister company to Genesis Communications Network, our syndicate. Just head on over to silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com. They both take you to the same place. If you need a telephone number, it's right there at the website, but I'll give it to you here. 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938, whether you want it as a hedge against inflation, investment, or a barter currency in case things go really badly. Gold and silver from gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Mark. We're calling him from St. George, Utah. It's on KZNU. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I actually had a question, and it's just because a lot of what you guys talk about, and, you know, I studied a lot of things about libertarianism and everything before I even started listening to your show, but I really agree with pretty much everything that you guys talk about as far as, you know, social stuff, as far as, you know, marriage equality, immigration, all those kind of things. And even also with...
Congratulations, you're a liberal. Go ahead.
Yeah, about policing. And I guess my question, though, is what is the explanation behind, like, the economics? And I guess I say that because a big part in my mind of what the Constitution does is it kind of basically makes the government the only one that can make coinage. So, because money only matters if everybody agrees that it matters. And I know that you guys, you know, push the idea of Bitcoin and everything like that a lot, but I guess I just can't quite make the philosophical jump as far as believing that everybody will get on board with the same economics and, like, that people will want to work if they can't know that their money is going to be worth something, if that makes sense.
Okay, sure. I'll see if I can wade in on that one. Who decided that silver was going to be money?
I cannot speak to that.
Do you know that the Revolutionary War, the United States Revolutionary War, was financed based on Spanish pieces of eight?
I did not.
So there's a foreign currency being accepted, which are gold, of course. Foreign currency being accepted here that was not English, that basically financed a war in that case. And I think one can make the argument that there's still a state backing it, a powerful state backing that currency. But when you look at the history of money, there's certainly the state is interwoven in and out. There's no doubt about it. But most of the time, kings, princes, emperors, these people were at the mercy of, you know, taxation in order to fund whatever it is they wanted to do. King Henry wants to invade France. He's got to somehow raise the money through hook or crook from, you know, other, you know, by doing, making trade deals with other kings and emperors or by taxing his people. And if people, for instance, I like to use the example when with the Iraq War, when, you know, remember when America was really gung-ho, let's get those terrorists who blew up the 9/11 trade centers, right? The
terrorists.
Yes.
Yeah. So George Bush, when asked, what can we do? He said, go shopping, right? He told you to go shopping. Now, during World War II, we sold war bonds, right? Like, you could buy bonds to support the government's efforts against the NIPs or whatever it is that, you know, whoever they were deciding to fight at any given time. And, you know, the people were much more involved. So now with the financial system the way it's set up, because things have changed, it went from a U.S. dollar, a dollar is a term of a Dutch term regarding a weight of silver, to now
what is it called, like the Johannes taler or something?
Yeah, it's like a tala, I believe is something like that. And so it's a lie. It's saying that it's amount of silver, and it's not. Then, you know, 1913, the Federal Reserve comes in. Fractional reserve banking is you know, the numbers are messed up with in the late 60s, early 70s. Nixon and the Bretton Woods Accords decouples the dollar from the gold period, so no nations can demand gold for dollars. And at that time, the economy gets significantly more volatile. Yes. One thing we know about fiat currencies like the dollar and like the British pound is that sooner or later, they all return to what they're worth, which is the paper they're printed on.
Or the electrons.
In any way helpful?
And I would...
It doesn't... And I like to read about these things. And so since you brought these up, I, you know, made some kind of notes and mental notes, and I'll look into it more. So I appreciate it, because I guess that's the main kind of thing that I couldn't quite make the understanding. So I appreciate the explanation.
Yeah, Mark, here's something for you, too, that might help. You know, money traditionally has been viewed as a commodity. So basically, you're trading something of value, i.e. that silver piece, that gold piece, for something of value. That's why a dime is smaller than a nickel, because a dime was made of silver, a nickel was made of nickel, a penny was made of copper. So if you think about it nowadays, I ask people, why is a dime smaller than a penny when it's worth 10 times more? You know, it's because of the metal it was made of, and that was the value in it. So when they went to more of a fiat currency, which we have all over the world now, there's no country right now that's backed by anything, their currencies, basically it gave a small group of people the ability to milk and fleece millions of people without them even knowing it.
Yeah, it's really important. And one thing, while you're doing your research on money, I encourage you to look into Andrew Jackson, the first Democrat, because it used to be that labor unions were very concerned about the value of money. Andrew Jackson, quite the champion of labor unions. And they were very concerned with the value of money. And it seems like we've been decoupled from that. Americans just don't think about this stuff anymore, because I think all in all, the Federal Reserve has been pretty good at keeping the plate spinning, or the balls of the air, or whatever analogy you wish to use. It's amazing that they keep on managing to pull us back from the brink with their with the way that they manage the money. So I think that there's some really interesting stuff to learn out there. But this is what essentially turned me anti-state, was the finding out about money and the big lie that it is.
And throughout history, societies that don't have a sound currency collapse, because you've got to have something that people can rely on and work for and feel like their work is not going to be in vain. Because all of a sudden the money they're working for is useless, because it's been printed up in millions and trillions. So any stable society throughout history has had sound money.
Yeah, and I really appreciate the explanation. And don't get me wrong, I understand that there's a huge problem with our money system, and that it's, you know, always inflation. It benefits, you know, people that basically can control that, of course. But I just didn't know all of these things. So I appreciate answering the question, and thanks for the show, of course.
Thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate the call.
And Mark, you know, I remember during Ron Paul's campaign, you know, being the sly old fox he is and being the scholar that he is, you know, people would say to him, you know, do you want to go back on the gold standard? Go back on the gold standard. He would say, no, keep the dollar where it is if you want, but we just want competing currencies, because then people can decide what they want to save in. They can decide what they want to get paid in.
Right. The law is that you are required to take U.S. dollars.
Right. It's legal tender laws. Really.
Bernard von Notthaus, the creator of the Liberty Dollar, just go ahead and search Liberty Dollar and you'll find out some amazing stories. But he was thrown in jail for counterfeiting, for creating an alternative currency, a silver round, a one ounce silver round that looked nothing like U.S. currency. Mm-hmm. It was actually made of silver, had a telephone number and a website on it. When have you seen U.S. currency with those things on it? It really sort of, it's fascinating, the whole story behind it. It's just amazing stuff.
And consider that the Canadians have something called the dollar, the Canadian dollar. The Australians have something called the Australian dollar. Hong Kong has the Hong Kong dollar. So the Liberty dollar, how could they say that that's counterfeiting?
855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Your comments, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Wayne.
And Johnny Ray.
You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Or, actually, you can use Skype. I don't know how many radio programs let you use Skype, but we certainly try to make it easy for you. So you can use, our username is lrn.fm, and you can just go ahead and send us a request, friend request thing on there. And that way, I don't know why Ian has it set up particularly like that, but it's better, I'm told. So send us a friend request, and then you can call in, and you'll sound great. 855-450-FREE otherwise. And we have all kinds of archives for free at archives.freetalklive.com. We have archives going back a decade there, and they're all completely free for you. Archives.freetalklive.com. If you're, I don't know, working out, you get a long commute, that kind of thing, Free Talk Live just isn't producing enough content for you. Well, fine. We make it easy for you at archives.freetalklive.com. Also, if we produce too much content for you, we have another solution for that, the Digest. If you go to freetalklive.com, on the left-hand side of the page is the Digest. You can go there, and it's a 75-minute show taking our 14 hours a week that we produce in audio content here on the show and boiling it down to 75 minutes. So there you go. You'll be able to catch up on Free Talk Live if that's what you want to do. FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to Robert calling in from North Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you. I like you guys' show. It's really good.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robert.
Now, are you the gentleman, and I'm going to answer your questions here.
Talk right into your phone, Robert, please.
Okay, let me pull you up here. I'm sorry. For instance, I think you're setting up a straw man argument, and you're beating it to death.
Okay.
The United States is now a corporation. The original Constitution was in 1788. That was the Constitution for the United States, and that was an organic constitution for the people of government. It was amended in 1871, and they changed it to the Constitution of the United States.
Is this the 16th Amendment? Or
no, before I'm talking about 14th Amendment, which would be referring to everyone's under the federal agencies there. Or they're agents of the federal government, in a sense, instead of Mitt Romney saying people are corporations too, my friend. It's actually or corporations are people too, my friend. It's actually the other way around. People are actually corporations under the way that they view us, under this corporate scheme that they have set up. And the District of Columbia was incorporated, and that's where you got your interstate commerce clauses from.
Well, the interstate commerce clause was in the Constitution, right?
Correct, but now it's changed to outside of the District of Columbia. You'll notice that, I could go, there's a lot.
Are you saying that the U.S. Constitution only applied to the geographic area known as the District of Columbia?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
For instance, you remember when the right-wingers used to say, hey, Obama said he wants the 57 states. You don't know what he's talking about. Well, he did. Because there's, Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands. You've got the Northern Marianas Islands. This is one of the reasons that he is actually, he's flying it in America's face. We're all being played here. And this guy's putting it in America's face because what he's saying is you people don't know your Bible. You don't know your Constitution, and you don't know the laws that we operate under. And so he's
how could we? I mean, there's so many laws you couldn't read them in four lifetimes.
Well, that's correct, and it's called legalese. They do it on purpose to fool us. But we can take our government back, and I think that's where you guys want to go. Now, I didn't call it to take a fight with you or anything like that. People can look up Senate Report 93-549, and that was a Senate report that basically told you that the executive has extra executive powers. When people see the flag in District of Columbia and they see that flag flying in Washington, D.C., and they see it's a white flag with three red stars on it, they think that represents the three branches of government, and it does not, my friend. What it represents is the military power of the United States, the financial power of London, the city within a city, and because these are all cities within cities or cities within states, and then the Vatican, which is in Rome.
Well, I'll agree with you that city-states have always ruled and that Washington, D.C. essentially operates as one. But one of the things that I find difficult about this line of thinking is the suggestion that governments obey laws and that they write things down that are true. I mean, the Constitution, the rhetorical document, the Declaration of Independence, talked about equality among men and that kind of thing, but the Constitution allowed slavery. So, I mean, and this is prior to the 1870 date that you're talking about. So, I mean, what we're talking about is there's a group of people. Wait a second. I want to make a point here, Robert. There's a group of people who have guns and militaries and people that are willing to use violence in their name, and they'll get done what they want to get done. And the crap they write on paper is really irrelevant.
Okay, I got you. So now, are you the same gentleman who said to the cop, hey, man, I'd pay your salary, but aren't you the guy who argues with people when they call in and say, well, we've been at war for 13 years? You've got a real problem there, man.
We've been at war for 13 years?
Well, I don't know. You guys got a whole lot of people who host the show, so I don't know who's who. And I've listened
I wouldn't think anybody on Free Talk Live would say that because we haven't been the United States. The United States hasn't been at war since 1942, hasn't declared war since 1942.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to tell you originally, is we've never ended the declaration of war. So in other words, when Obama...
But they hadn't ended declarations of war prior to that, too.
Yes, they do. Every 2 years, you just don't know about it, because Diane Sawyer hasn't told you that. You see, what's happening here is...
Well, that's right. I get all my news from mainstream media sources. Unless NBC tells me, I just don't believe it.
Well, I know that the president every few years reauthorizes the Patriot Act, and it's kind of quiet.
Right, correct. Okay, every 2 years, here's the deal. These Republicans, these little boys up there who are professional amateurs who are trying to tell you that, well, we're going to impeach Obama and he's breaking the law. Well, why don't they name the law he's breaking? Because they can't. Because you're not operating under the Constitution. You're operating under War Powers Act. You're operating under national banking emergencies, and you don't even know that, and you're a free stater? Come on, man.
I've heard this over and over again. It's not that I don't know it. I refuse to believe it.
There's a
difference between refusing to believe it and not knowing about it.
You know, Mark,
William
I saw
Casey,
some...
Warren Casey, the head of the CIA in 1981, stated that his job will be complete when the Americans think the opposite of everything is going on. And this is what's happening is we're being played. Why do you think the Republicans inverted the stars on their symbol on the Republican thing? Because no one would notice, and they're trying to show you something, and you guys don't even notice. And I bet you some of your buddies walk around with those little monster shirts that is basically three sixes, and they it's a they, which is a number six. Anybody can look all this up. I'm telling them. You can call me any name when you get when they get off the phone. That's fine. I don't give a crap. But I'm
I've seen the monster. I've seen the whole monster and energy drink is a
big dummies to walk around with the three sixes, and I don't even care about that. And we know it's embedded in UPC symbols. And even if that's true, if there's nothing you can do about it, because
if I was a crazy Satanist world ruler, I wouldn't put a bunch of symbols around for smart guys like you to figure it out. I would just tell, I'd just say, nope, I'm not putting the symbols out there. I'm keeping all the symbols myself. I wouldn't put a big mural in the Denver National Airport revealing my whole scheme. I wouldn't lay out a city based on the pentagram. There would be no clues for you to talk about and put your story together.
So you know what? In order for you to see the light, you must first look into the dark, and you haven't done that because you're a good little boy. But let me tell you something.
What are you talking about?
Here's my fear is. Fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing real to you guys. Here's the deal. What were the spelling words on the day of 9/11 when Bush was down there in an announced classroom with little kids, and we got to protect them, with an airport 4 miles away? What were those spelling words? You know what they were that day?
Why in the world would I care?
It was kite, steal, plane, must, hit. Why were those words used?
You win.
It must be
That's
announced.
It. George
it
Bush blew up 9/11 World Trade Center, and they revealed it in a second grade classroom in Sarasota, Florida.
No, Mark, you know what he's. I think what he's trying to say is what I think he was trying to say is that
you want the little boy bill.
No.
All right. I'm a child.
He totally conflated what I said. How
No, I was look. I was there, man. Like I was blocked by the traffic. I didn't have a lot of time to go looking at what was going on the chalkboard. Apparently, you've had a lot of time to pour over everything on the internet and finally put all the pieces together for us all.
And that's a problem.
No,
I'm
telling you that somebody smart enough to rule the world, you're not going to be able to figure out their little code words. They're not going to give you codes.
It's nothing more than digits.
855-450-3733. You can tell me how I am wrong on this and correct my assertions.
I put the sixes inside the can.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.